This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of March, 2024. Essence, sweet children, instill the habit of churning the ocean of knowledge. Churn the ocean of knowledge in solitude early in the morning, and many new points will enter your intellects. Question. In order for you children to make your stage first class, what things should you constantly pay attention to? Answer. 1. Only listen to the things that the One Father tells you. Don't listen to anything else of this world. 2. Be cautious about the company you keep. Keep the company of only those who study well and who imbibe this knowledge, and your stage will become first class. Seeing the stage of some children, Baba has the thought that something should change in the drama. But then he says, a kingdom is being established. Om Shanti. Only the One Unlimited Father sits and explains to you unlimited children. He teaches you. Whatever all the rest of the human beings study and listen to, you don't have to listen to or study any of that, because you have understood that this alone is a godly study, and that you have to study it at this time. You have to study with God alone. Whatever the Father teaches you orally, you have to study that. Those people write many types of books which the whole world studies. They would be studying so many different books. Only you children say that you have to listen to the One alone and then relate that to others. Because there is benefit in only that which you hear from Him. However, otherwise, there are many books, and many new ones continue to emerge. You know that only the One Father tells you righteous things. That is all. You simply have to listen to Him. The Father explains very little to you children. He explains to you in detail, and then comes back to the same thing. Although the term man above that Baba uses is right, Baba did not say that. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, and imbibe the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world that I tell you. Only you know that we who are going to become deities will grow in number. You children remember the incorporeal world and also the new world. First of all is the highest on high Father. Then there is the new world, where the highest on high Lakshmi and Narayan rule the kingdom. The pictures are definitely needed, so those signs still remain. This is the only picture of it. There is also the picture of Rama. But the kingdom of Rama would not be called heaven. That is semi. The highest on high Father is now teaching you. There is no need for any books, etc. here. These books are not going to continue so that you could study in your next birth. This study is just for this birth. This is the story of immortality. The Father also gives you teachings for the new world, to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. You now also know the cycle of 84 births. This is the time to study. Your intellect should be constantly churning. You also have to teach others. Wake up early in the morning and churn the ocean of knowledge. Very good churning can take place early in the morning. Only those who explain to others would churn. They extract topics and points. You listened to the things of devotion for birth after birth. You will not listen to this knowledge for birth after birth. The Father gives you this knowledge once, and you then forget this knowledge. There are so many books on the path of devotion. They also receive books from abroad. All of this is to end. There is no need for any books in the Golden Age. All of those are the paraphernalia of the Iron Age. Whatever you see here, hospitals, jails, judges, etc., will not be there. That will be a completely different world. It will be this same world, but there would be a difference between the old and the new. That is called heaven. That same world then becomes hell. Those people say so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. For a sannyasi, they would say he has merged into the Brahma element, or that he went to Nirvana. However, no one goes to Nirvana. You know how the rosary of Rudra is created. There is also the rosary of Runda. A rosary is created in the kingdom of Vishnu. Only you children now understand the significance of the rosary. You become threaded in the rosary number-wise, according to the efforts you make. First of all, you need to have the faith that this is a godly study. He is the Supreme Father and also the Supreme Teacher. You have to give the knowledge that you have in your intellects to others. You have to make others equal to yourselves. Churn the ocean of knowledge. They have daily newspapers printed freshly each morning. That is something common. Here, one point is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. Some understand it very well, and some understand it less. A status in the new world is received according to how much you understand and explain to others now. A lot of solitude is required to churn the ocean of knowledge. They show that whenever Ramtirth used to write, he would tell his disciple to go 2 miles away, otherwise those vibrations would affect him. You are now becoming perfect. Everyone in the whole world has a defective intellect. You are becoming Lakshmi and Narayan through this study. This is such an elevated study. However, you cannot be made to sit down number-wise. By sitting at the back you would fail, then choke and spoil the atmosphere. In fact, the law says that you should all be made to sit number-wise. However, only the jaggery and the bag that contains the jaggery know how sweet the jaggery is. This knowledge is very elevated. Your classes cannot be separated. In fact, you should sit in class in such a way that you don't touch the person sitting next to you, even slightly. A sound can be heard far away through the mic. The Father says, do not listen to or study anything of this world. Don't even keep their company. You should only keep the company of those who study well. Very clever and Yogyuk daughters are needed, where there can be good service done, where there are museums, etc. The father also explains, the drama is predestined. Sometimes Baba thinks that something in the drama should change. However, there cannot be any change. This play is predestined. Seeing the stage of some children, Baba has the thought that something should change. Will they go to heaven as they are? Then there is the thought, a whole kingdom is needed in heaven. There will be maid servants and also cremators. There cannot be any change in the drama. God speaks, this drama is predestined, even I cannot change it. There is no one higher than God. People say, what can God not do? But God himself says, I cannot do anything. This play is predestined. Even when there are obstacles, he cannot do anything. They are fixed in the drama. What can I do? Many daughters call out, save us from being stripped. What can the father do? The father would simply say, it is destined in the drama. This is a predestined drama. Don't think that it is God's will. If it were in God's hands, when a special beloved child were to leave his body, Baba would then save that child. Many have doubts in this way. God is teaching you, and so if you are God's children, can God not even then save his children? They complain a lot in this way. They say sages and holy men are able to save the lives of some people and are able to revive some people so that they even get up and off the pyre. Then they would say that God had sent that person back, that death had taken that one, but that God had mercy on him. The father explains, whatever is fixed in the drama, that is what happens. The father himself cannot do anything. This is called the destiny of this drama. You know about the drama. They would say, whatever had to happen, happened, so why should we worry? He makes you free from worry. Everything that happens second by second, you should understand that to be the drama. That soul shed his body and went to play another part. How can you change an eternal part? Although your stage may be a little weak, and you have some thoughts about something, nothing can be done about destiny. No matter what people say, we have the significance of the drama in our intellects. We have to play our parts. There is nothing to worry about. While your stage is still weak, there will be some of these waves. At this time, all of you are studying. All of you are bodily beings. I alone am bodiless. I am teaching all of you bodily beings. A father explains to you children, but sometimes even this Brahma sits and explains to you. The part of that father and the part of Prajapita Brahma are wonderful. This father churns the ocean of knowledge and speaks it to you. This is such wonderful knowledge. You have to use your intellect so much. Baba churns the ocean of knowledge in the morning. You also have to become like that, like your teacher. However, there is definitely a difference. A teacher would never give students 100% marks. He would always give a little less. He is the highest on high and we are bodily beings. So how can we become 100% like Baba? These are very deep matters. Some hear them and imbibe them, and they experience happiness. Whereas others say, Baba always says the same things. There is just repetition all the time. When new children come, I have to take up the first points. Sometimes even more new points emerge to be explained to others. Nevertheless, you children have to help the father. The magazines are printed. The same things would have been written in the previous cycle. If you were to print newspapers, you would have to pay a lot of attention that nothing is written which would upset people when they read it. You read the magazines. If there is something not concrete, it would be said, no one has yet become complete and perfect. It takes time to become 16 celestial degrees accurately full. A lot of service now has to be done. A lot of subjects have to be created. The father has also explained, there are many types of marks. When someone becomes an instrument and makes arrangements for others to receive knowledge, he receives the fruit of that. The old world is now to end. Here there is temporary happiness. Everyone has some illness, etc. Baba has experienced everything. He also explains about the things of the world. Baba says, write wonderful things in the newspapers and magazines so that people think the Brahma Kumaris have written this absolutely accurately. This war also took place identically, exactly 5,000 years ago. How? Come and understand this. Your name will be glorified and people will become happy when they hear this. This is something great. However, it first has to sit in someone's intellect. Those who write this then have to explain to others too. Those who don't know how to explain would not even write about it. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Only listen to and study the things that the one father tells you and teaches you. There is no need to study or listen to anything else. Be very, very careful of the company you keep. Sit in solitude early in the morning and churn the ocean of knowledge. 2. The destiny of the drama is fixed. Therefore, remain constantly carefree. Don't have any doubts about anything. No matter what people say, you should remain unshakable on the drama. Blessing. May you become an authority on using all your powers at the right time as a master almighty authority. All the powers that you have received from the Almighty Authority Father will cooperate with you according to the situation, the time, and in the form you want to use them. You can imbibe these powers and blessings from God in whichever form you want. 1 minute, experience them in the form of coolness. The next minute, experience them in the form of burning something. Simply become an authority on using them at the right time. All of these powers are servers of you, Master Almighty Authorities. Slogan: when you have the courage to make effort on yourself and for the task of world transformation, success is guaranteed. Om Shanti.